This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. U.S. Senator J.D. Vance formally introduced himself to American voters as the vice presidential running mate of Donald Trump Wednesday night. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
Addressing the Republican National Convention, the Ohio senator said he's from small-town America.
But it was also a place that had been cast aside and forgotten by America's ruling class in Washington.
Noting he was in fourth grade when a career politician named Joe Biden gave away American jobs with the NAFTA trade deal.
Joe Biden has been a politician in Washington for longer than I've been alive.
In a direct appeal to Rust Belt voters who helped Trump win the White House in 2016.
In every corner of our nation, I promise you this, I will be a vice president who never forgets where he came from.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Under pressure from fellow Democrats to drop his reelection campaign, U.S. President Joe Biden tested positive for COVID-19 while visiting Las Vegas on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
Biden was due to speak for Unidos U.S., a Latino civil rights organization, when the CEO came on stage and announced he would not be attending the event.
He said to tell my folks that we're not going to get rid of him that quickly.
The 81-year-old president remains defiant as calls grow for him to drop his bid for another term in office. Some fellow Democrats feel he's too old to seek re-election. A Reuters Ipsos poll that ended Tuesday found some 40% of Democratic registered voters said Biden should drop his re-election bid. Meanwhile, some 65% of independent registered voters agreed with him.
That was Reuters' Ryan Chang. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky were among the leaders who arrived at the European Political Community Summit on Thursday, which is being hosted by Britain's new Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
I will have the opportunity at the end of the day to have a bilateral session with the Prime Minister. So I'm very happy, and this is a great opportunity for a reset and a lot of perspectives.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban were also in attendance. Upon greeting Starmer, the Hungarian leader joked that it was unfortunate Blenheim Palace isn't the Prime Minister's home. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa is due to open a new parliamentary term to mark the official start of business for his 11-party coalition government. It was brought together by a historic election result and has extensive problems to solve in Africa's most industrialized country. Tons of dead fish cover a major river in Brazil after alleged dumping of industrial waste. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Along the Piracicaba River in southeastern Brazil, fisherman Alan Bellucci paddles among a carpet of floating fish corpses on the surface. Since the incident, Bellucci has found it hard to make ends meet. I used to fish for a living. The only money that we can make is from fishing. An initial investigation has pointed to illegal dumping by a sugar and ethanol factory run by the company Estiva, according to environmental authorities. Prosecutors have said that a preliminary analysis estimates that between 10 and 20 tons of fish died on the Piracicaba River. A full report into the water conditions has been requested. I'm Karen Chamas.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen vowed on Thursday to create a European defense union as she campaigned for a second term.
A vision of a stronger Europe that delivers prosperity, that protects people, and that defends democracy. A stronger Europe that delivers social fairness and supports people. A stronger Europe that implements what it agrees in a fair way.
Three centrist groups expected to support her, but are expected to defect and oppose her in a secret ballot. If von der Leyen fails, EU country leaders will have 1 month to suggest another candidate, which could likely delay the launch of the new European Commission until 2025. South Korea's Supreme Court has ruled Thursday that same-sex couples are eligible to receive the same health insurance benefits as heterosexual couples. The court ruled that the state health insurance agency's refusal to provide spousal insurance coverage for gay couples is an act of discrimination that violates the constitutional principle of equality. The ruling is final and cannot be appealed. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.